You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Erk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Erk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Erk FM time. Now here's your host of Erk FM from Channel Erk. Here's Erk!
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 77 of Erk FM 77, all the sevens. And today we're going to do things a little bit differently here on Erk FM. Of course, Erk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week with a range of music for you on today's show. This week's interview was played on Tuesday, episode 85, and that was with Audra Connolly from Boise, Idaho. My mum Judy from Judy's Blast FM, and I caught up with Audra, and she's a delightful singer-songwriter, and you'll really enjoy the interview. Next week, we speak with Will Danes on Erk FM episode 86. That is next Tuesday. For more information about all of the interviews and to find out more about the artists on today's episode, go to the show notes at erkfm.com. Alright, let's get straight into the music. We're going to do things a bit differently on today's show. It's going to be a shorter show than usual. There's a special theme involved, and let's see if you can pick why. You're listening to Erk FM episode 77.
Oh my, isn't it delightful? Oh, just a few days ago, you might have said things were frightful. I was being spiteful. I met a girl named I knew. I met another name I know. You may say it can't be true. Tell you that it's so. Oh, but that's alright. She is on the morning tonight. There's so many things I really ought to know. Oh, no. Things you shouldn't say in mixed company. Places to stay away from. Others you wanna go from. The halls of education. Count the laws of mice and men. Like your sevens bound to turn up. If you roll the dice again and sing, that's alright. She is on the money tonight. On the money tonight. They call me Lucky Seven. Lucky thing is I never give up. Lucky love's looking out for number 1, 6, 2, 5, 3, 4.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly, and you're listening to Erk FM.
Shakespeare shoes, sold it Hey, this is Capero, and you're listening to IRC FM.
No prodigal son. I was. I'm just one of seven feathers.
Hi, everybody. I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band
Emerald.
And you're listening to ERK FM.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices, and you're listening to ERK FM.
Everyone waits for that one bitter moment to carry on and over, changing every little bit of their life. As I'm getting older with a love across my shoulder, I could take it to the moon and never have to come back tonight. Are you gonna wanna do it every 7 seconds of the day? woman, I'm a man. What do you think? Of course I can. Why could you possibly want me to set? Whoa. Can't we get this done?
From Horizon, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Well, we got 7 minutes till the sun burns out, and I'm thinking about what to do. I don't know how or why or when or where, but I know that I'll be spending it with you. We can build ourselves a rocket ship and fly into space with a smile on our face. We can zoom. I can bring you some bananas and a kettle for tea. Do you think you'd agree? Let's go soon. 'Cause we got 7 minutes till the sun burns out, and I'm thinking about what to do. I don't know how or why or when or where, but I know that I'll be spending it with you. Yeah, I know that I'll be spending it with you. And a goodbye squeeze. We'll set off in the breeze and
You're listening to Irk FM, episode 77. Irk FM is a part of Channel Irk, five great Australian podcasts in the one location. For more information on all the shows on Channel Irk, go to channelirk.com. Now, I usually don't do things like this, but it's a special week this week and a special theme. Have you picked the theme yet from those songs that you just heard for episode 77? Let's go back and tell you a bit about the songs and the artists and see if you get the theme or not.
Oh my, isn't it delightful? Just a few days ago, you might have said things were frightful. I was being spiteful. I met a girl named I knew. I met another name I know. You may say it can't be true. Tell you that it's so. Oh, but that's alright. She is on the money tonight.
The first song on episode 77 was called Lucky Seven by KJ Denhart. And KJ comes to us as a unique artist, singer, guitarist and songwriter. She calls her music urban folk and jazz. Her voice is powerful, her lyrics full of intelligent insight, and her musicianship is impeccable. Her eclectic but ununified, or her unified performances reach out to many types of audiences without compromising her music and her beliefs. She is heard at her best on her most recent recording, Lucky Seven, and is known to be especially good live. She picked up the guitar at the age of 10 and started writing music. In the 1980s, she toured for 6 years as the lead guitarist and occasional vocalist with an all-female band called Fire, playing rock and top 40 music throughout the US, Canada and Europe. She started the Mother Cyclone label and made her first recording, and she moved to New York in 1997, which is where she's from originally, and formed a band called the New York Unit, which is a group that she still performs with. And so that was our first song.
The best hit music, every time you turn us on.
Channel Irk, five great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk, music variety at Irk FM, Blast from the Past, Ambient Noise, and Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel Irk, five great Australian podcasts, one location.
Hey, Jabroni, know your role and shut your mouth, candy ass.
www.channelirk.com. Oh no, we've had a late scratching here at Irk FM. Now stepping up for song number two are the Seven Deadly Sins with their song Silver and Gold. The Seven Deadly Sins come to us from Edinburgh, and the main singer-songwriter Alex was born in London, spent most of his teenage years moving between different parts of England and Australia before settling back into Britain in 2006. Lucky devil. Since he moved back to Edinburgh, Alex focused on maintaining his firm commitment to develop his songwriting and gaining live experience by gigging solo across the UK. He then added Kev on the bass, Ewan on the lead guitar and Willie on the drums to complete the arrangements. In 2008, 2009, the Seven Deadly Sins played a large amount of live experience and exposure shows in Scotland, and the group has recently finished recording sessions of a number of Alex's catalogue of original songs in January 2010. So keep an eye out for the Seven Deadly Sins. In 2009, Judy discovered the interweb. She discovered computers, and she discovered podcasting. And Erk discovered that there was a wider audience, other than him, who would like to hear Judy's stories about, back in my day, it used to cost 20 cents for a can of Coke, and we still got 5 cents change. In 2010, Blast from the Past is bigger, stronger, and faster. Down the pipe and into your ears every Saturday, here's Erk and Judy with Blast from the Past.
Have a little suggestion. Christmas coming up. Yay! Instead of going out there and fighting the crowds and not knowing what to buy somebody close to you, I've got a good idea. Why don't you let your fingers do your walking? Get onto our website, www.channelerk.com, and get into our shop. And we have over 80 items. We have men's, ladies, and even kids' things. We have a different variety of colours and styles of t-shirts, Sloppy Joes, those things they call hoodies, and even you can get a track suit. And also we have two types of mugs, a clock, yes I said a clock, and a carry bag. And all these items, and plenty more as well, beautiful little white bear, one of the ErkPod carry bag. You want to give them an ErkPod shirt? Yay, why not? Good idea. Why don't you let your fingers do your walking? Get onto our website, www.channelerk.com, and get into our shop.
Do you know what a hoodie is now?
Yes, I see enough of them on TV. All those crims wear them. So no one can see who they are.
Yeah, I saw that guy rob that shop. He was wearing a Channel Oak hoodie.
Sean, what are you doing with that hoodie on?
Go, 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 now to channelerk.com. Song comes to us from RB Renegade, and I'm pretty sure that Judy has played RB on Judy's Blast FM before, and he comes to us from Canada, born, adopted and raised in Toronto, Canada. He began his musical education in what they call elementary school, or we'd call primary school, and he played baritone in the school band and started private guitar and saxophone lessons. In high school, he continued to perform in the school band, playing trombone and saxophone, and performed with a Dixieland-style band they call Age Homes. He also had an introduction to high school, into writing music, rather, for the first time in high school. He was inspired to write English in middle high school by his English teacher, and this led to his early attempts at songwriting. He formed his first band called the Cobras, which performed at house parties and school dances, and then in the 1980s started to perform on a regular basis in local venues and various radio station sponsored talent competition. He moved to the United States in 1996, and he met his biggest fan, supporter and inspiration, his now wife. He also joined regular country music associations and played at their sponsored events. And he's had a lot of fun and interesting experiences in his life, which indeed does influence his songwriting. So that was RB Renegade with his song, One of Seven Feathers. Have you spotted the theme yet? Erk FM episode 77. So we'll move on to our next song. This is called Lover's Moon by Seven Horses. Seven Horses started out as an acoustic duo comprising of Joanne and Phil, but soon Buddy joined as well to become a trio. They came onto the scene firstly as an alternative acoustic act. Their inspiring blend of diverse styles combined with a firing selection of lyrics and music can take you through the emotions of life and love through the unique groove. Joanne is a prolific songwriter who sings lead vocals and plays acoustic guitar. Phil plays lead, rhythm and acoustic guitar, as well as the background vocals. So their new single is out now, called Texas, and is available at all leading digital retailers. Of course, all the music today comes courtesy of AirPlay Direct. And have you worked out the theme yet? Don't forget to go onto the show notes and find out more about the artist. In 2009, Judy discovered the interweb. She discovered computers, and she discovered podcasting. And Erk discovered that there was a wider audience, other than him, who would like to hear Judy's stories about, back in my day, it used to cost 20 cents for a can of Coke, and we still got 5 cents change. In 2010, Blast from the Past is bigger, stronger, and faster. Down the pipe and into your ears every Saturday, here's Erk and Judy with Blast from the Past.
Everything is coming to me easily and effortlessly.
Judy's got addiction.
Everything is coming to me easily and effortlessly.
Judy's got addiction.
Everything is coming to me easily and effortlessly.
Judy's got addiction.
Everything is coming to me easily and effortlessly.
Judy's got addiction.
Everything is coming to me easily and effortlessly.
Judy's got addiction.
Everything is coming to me easily and effortlessly.
Judy's got addiction.
I am now doing work I love, and I am richly rewarded creatively and financially.
Go now to channelerk.com.
Everyone waits for that one bitter moment to carry on and overchange and every little bit of their life. As I'm getting older with a love across my shoulder, I could take you to the moon and never have to come back tonight.
Now our next song is called Seven Seconds by JPad Music, and unfortunately I've had to remove the link for JPad Music because sometimes MySpace and other websites don't necessarily get on together. So, for safety's sake, I've had to remove that particular link from the website, which goes to their MySpace page, but I will tell you something about them from their AirPlay Direct page, which is sometimes the only thing that I can do. It was an interesting song called 7 Seconds, and I'm just wondering if you've worked out what the theme is yet for this particular episode. JPad Music comes to us from Tennessee in the United States. JPad Music was founded by Apollonia Paglia Jr. in 2007. He's been performing music since the age of 10. Raised in New York City, he began by playing drums in church, but over time he expanded his repertoire to include a variety of instruments such as keys, bass and trumpet. In junior high, he turned his attentions to the trumpet, which earned the title of second trumpet in his graduating class, and the piano. At the time, he was studying gospel piano with keys and keys with a private tutor. Other bands have started to seek his talents as a musician and a producer and an arranger, and so he travelled to Nashville in 2006 and set up his own music company, never leaving Nashville, called JPad Music. JPad Music today has its own studio, internet radio station, and a production and songwriting team, and so he's had a lot of experiences in production, engineering, songwriting, with the drums, keyboards, piano, and performed in many venues in New Jersey and Tennessee and Texas. In 2009, Judy discovered the interweb. She discovered computers, and she discovered podcasting. And Irk discovered that there was a wider audience, other than him, who would like to hear Judy's stories about, back in my day, it used to cost 20 cents for a can of Coke, and we still got 5 cents change. In 2010, Blast from the Past is bigger, stronger, and faster. Down the pipe and into your ears every Saturday, here's Irk and Judy with Blast from the Past. Our next comment is again from
Guess from Shauna. Drum roll. Ta-da! Show 24.
We don't have to do a drum roll. We've got computers.
Well, you're the technical. Yay!
And surprise, surprise, our next comment is from Shauna.
Judy's got a stick shift.
So the next thing I'd like to let everybody know, we have a new project on Channel Irk, don't we?
Dum, dum, dum.
Yes. Where's those, what do they call them? Should be a drum roll.
Drum roll, yes.
Yeah. So, oh, now we have a computer that does that, you silly Billy. You woke me dog up.
Sorry, doggy.
Scared the crap out of me dog. She was asleep behind my chair, being really quiet, and so Eric does a drum roll on the table instead of pressing the button, the lazy bugger.
Go, 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 now, to channelerk.com.
Well, we got 7 minutes till the sun burns out, and I'm thinking about what to do. Ship and fly into space with a smile on her face. We can zoom.
We move on from 7 seconds to our next song called 7 Minutes by Caitlin Hart. We worked out what the theme is yet. Caitlin comes to us from Los Angeles, and she has many influences, including the Beatles, Jenny Lewis, Jake Coco, Butch Walker, Maroon 5, M83, Michael Jackson, Katy Perry, John Mayer, and a lot more. She lists her band influences as bright nail polish, sparkles, chihuahuas, Starbucks, guitars, boys with guitars, pale skin, freckles, the beach, quiet places that are good for thinking, making new friends and long drives. Caitlin says that once upon a time, in a city filled with smog and lights, a girl was born, with pink nail polish, long eyelashes, and lots to say. She grew up and made friends with a chihuahua called Lucho. Together they decided to take over the world. They were both small, so they knew that no one would ever see it coming. Drinking chai lattes and eating vegan food, they wrote songs about love and life. In case you haven't worked it out, for Erk FM episode 77, all the sevens, we have our final song by Project 7 called 7-Eleven. And Project 7 is the vision of guitarist and composer Dan Belkman. He's driven by a passion to play music that moves him both spiritually and emotionally. So we've had a bit of spirituality on this episode today and a wide range of music. Dan forged his own creative environment to bring his music to the forefront and discover his inner voice. He's also supported by a drummer, Tony, and a bassist, John, and Dan continues to explore the boundaries of instrumental guitar music. So that's the final song, Project 7 with 7-Eleven. And in case you haven't been keeping count, there were 7 songs. So a bit of a shorter episode and a bit of a different way of doing things here on Erk FM. Don't forget to check out the other music show here on Channel Erk. If you like this show, you'll like Judy's Blast FM on Sundays. And on this Sunday, she has a challenge. She was given a challenge and she answers it well and truly on this week's episode. You may need headphones, or you may not. I never thought that she'd play this type of music. To hear what I'm talking about, tune in on Sunday to channelerk.com and find Judy's Blast FM, and you'll be able to hear the songs that Judy has selected. She selects and presents all her music herself. After growing up with country and western and 1960s music, she's discovering in the 21st century a wide range of music that she never knew existed. If that's not enough, there's the two talk podcasts on Channel Erk. Erk Pod, which is my talking podcast on Wednesdays, news, issues, views, opinions and more. And Blast FM, Judy's Blast from the Past on Saturdays, where Judy and joined by me on occasions, we talk about things that affect us from day-to-day life, and also we look back at the past and compare them as we go back in my day, and a lot more on Blast from the Past on Saturdays. Of course, we have this show, Erk FM, on Fridays, down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, and the interview series will be ending soon on Tuesdays. We've had a lot of interviews over the last few weeks, couple more to arrange, and of course we're also coming up to the end of this season of my ambient noise soundscape podcast, Echo Romeo Kilo. Thank you everyone for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the different format and the different songs and the theme. How many people honestly got the theme? I'd be interested to know. I do read all the feedback that I receive for Erk FM, but needless to say I can't read it on the show. Until next time, I'm Erk. Don't forget to check out channelerk.com and heaps of other music podcasters at musicpodcasting.org with the Association of Music Podcasting. I'm Erk, and wherever it is that you hear me, see me, or read me across Channel Erk, good night in the web. You have been listening to a Channel Irk production. Channel Irk and all five podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel Irk, go to www.channelirk.com.